would be, what, a sheet?
No, it's more like a blanket.
A blanket would be,
thicker and fluffier. Made of cloth, maybe, rather than wool.
Yeah, I don't know. A spread?
Well, this is something that sometimes jackets have this, you know, when a jacket on the inside of a windbreaker or something has a lining that has a lot of crisscrossing in it, it's kind of puffy in there.
Oh, can't think of it now.
Use the word quilt, don't you?
Yeah.
Did you say that?
Quilt.
Okay. A bed made up flat on the floor is what?
Flat on the floor would be a bed.
Yeah, well, if you had let's say you had some overnight guests and they had a couple of kids and you just took a blanket and put it down on the floor and then put the pillows down and then put a sheet down over that and made up a bed for them flat on the floor. Would you have a name for that?
No. What do you think about a cot or something like that?
Well, would you call it a cot if it's on flat on the floor?
No, I think of a cot as something smaller off the floor.
Yeah, so what I was thinking of is a pallet.
Yeah.
Do you know that?
I've heard it used, but I don't.
What's the word?
Pallet.
All right. If a land is very good for farming, what would you call that? Say that's very...
rich.
All right. How about a woman who has a lot of kids, you know? Say she's really what?
She's been busy.
Yeah, that's right. But I mean, the fact of having the kids. I mean, you talk, like, you might use this word starts with an F. And it's used a lot in relation to land, too.
Fertile?
Yeah. What would you call land that is down near a river and might flood in the spring?
What, lowland?
All right. Do you ever call that bottoms or bottomland?
Bottomland, yeah.
It's the same thing, lowland. And you call this a pasture out here. Did you ever call that anything else?
Maybe a field.
How about something that starts with an M? If the grass were longer, what might you call it? Say there were no animals grazing out there, and it was just a high grass growing out there.
I don't know. What, a meadow?
Well, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Some land where that is always underwater. Now, there's always a little water on there. It never really...
What, a marsh or something?
All right. Now, what's the difference between a marsh and there's something else.
What, a swamp?
Yeah, what's the difference between those two?
I would say a marsh is just drier or higher land.
All right.
Just
but muddier. You think of both of them as inland.
Yeah.
All right. What would you call poor sandy soil?
Poor sandy soil?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Do you use the term loam ever?
Huh.
Or loom? Loamy sand, loamy land. If you wanted to get the water out of a swamp,
yeah, you'd drain.
All right, and you'd have to cut
a ditch.
All right, and now, what bodies of water are there around here?
What? There's a creek over here.
All right, what's the name of it?
What is the name of it? Good Lord, I haven't been around here. It's Kansas Creek.
How is it?
Kansas Creek.
All right. Kansas, like the state?
Yeah.
All right. Now, is that, what about something a little smaller than a creek? What would you call that?
A stream.
All right. And smaller, anything smaller than a
brook?
Stream? All right. Do you ever use the term branch?
Yeah. But it's, a branch could be something like a creek, I would say.
Yeah, the same thing as a creek.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be, you don't make any necessary distinction in size between a creek and a branch. What about a channel cut by erosion in a field?